بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نبيا ورسولا وبالقرآن العظيم دستورا وإماما. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Peace be upon you, the mercy of Allah and His blessings. And we say Alhamdulillah wa shukru lillah as we have another opportunity this afternoon to listen to the recitation from the glorious Qur'an al-Kareem. Well, the program format for this afternoon, first we take this opportunity and welcome you, the esteemed listener of Radio Islam International, locally, nationally, as well as globally, and our sound engineer, Maulana Naeem. We say Jazakallah khair to Maulana as well. And yes, indeed, today the Qari that's going to be with us for the very first time on Radio Islam International is going to be Qari Ismail David. And the Sheikh had completed his hifz under Sheikh Ali David, and he also studied in Egypt, and he had read for the Sanad and Ijaza to our very own, we will say to our very own Sheikh Munir Satardeen, Hafizahullah, Sheikh Munir Satardeen, the director of the Imam Shatibi Institute from Cape Town, is with us as our regular esteemed guest during this afternoon's program. So that's going to be the first party that's going to be with us. Thereafter, it's going to be the ad break. And thereafter, Sheikh Munir Satardeen, Hafizahullah, is going to be joining us with our lessons. And most likely today, we'll be progressing and moving on with the next surah. But also keeping in mind that the community in Durban yesterday had witnessed the passing away of the Ustaz of the Qur'an al-Kareem, very senior Hafiz al-Qur'an, Hafiz Sufi Paruk Rahmatullah Alayh, was a senior student of Maulana Abu Bakr Khatib Rahmatullah Alayh and teacher to many students. And Hafiz Sufi Paruk Rahmatullah Alayh will surely be missed by the Durban community and the hundreds of Huffaz that had completed the Hifz al-Qur'an with the esteemed Sheikh, as well as Durban's very own Qari Ahmed Lokat Sahib. Qari Sahib is going to be joining us a little later in the program as we play a special tribute to this very well-known senior Hafiz al-Qur'an. And keeping in mind, Hafiz Sufi Paruk Rahmatullah Alayhi had completed his Hifz in 8 months at the age of 26 and performed Taraweeh at the Grey Street Masjid with his Ustaz, and currently Sheikh had passed away. He was in his 90s. And he was also known as the walking in Quran, as he used to walk to work in Durban Central from his home in Overport, reciting an ajza and on his way to and back from work. He served the community of Phoenix with Taraweeh Salah for the past 38 years, covering some 17 masjids and musallas with over 65 huffaz. And may Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Hafiz Sufi Paruk Rahmatullah the highest abode in Jannah, Jannatul Firdaus. So that's going to be Qari Ahmed Lokat, who's going to be joining us later in the program. But right now, we welcome onto the program for the very first time. And inshallah, after this, there'll be many, many more times. And we welcome onto the program Qari Ismail David. Inshallah, we're looking forward to this afternoon's recitation, and especially for and exclusively for the listeners of Radio Islam International. Qari Ismail, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Sheikh, we say Jazakallah khairan to you for joining us and accepting our invitation. And once again, we say shukran to Sheikh Munir Satardeen, Hafizahullah, for coordinating and assisting me for this particular program. And Alhamdulillah, it's a pleasure and honor and pleasure that we have you with us this afternoon. Sheikh, time-wise, right now it is 12 minutes after 2, and Sheikh, you will have at least the next 8 to 10 minutes for your qira'ah. And I'm not too sure if Sheikh had heard our introduction, that very senior Hafiz al-Quran had passed away yesterday, and also about a week ago, also another Qari, another Sheikh from Durban had passed away. Many people who have been in the field of Qur'anic Kareem, Qur'anic sciences and Tajweed, in Tahfiz al-Quran, memorization of the Qur'anic Kareem as well, many we have lost in the last few ones. Sheikh, we look forward to your recitation. You may begin.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لله ملك السماوات والأرض يخلق ما يشاء يهب لمن يشاء إناثا ويهب لمن يشاء الذكور أو يزوجهم ذكرانا وإناثا ويجعل من يشاء عقيما إنه عليم قدير لله ملك السماوات والأرض يخلق ما يشاء يهب لمن يشاء إناثا ويهب لمن يشاء الذكور أو يزوجهم ذكرانا وإناثا ويجعل من يشاء عقيما وما كان البشر أن يكلمه الله إلا وحيا أو من وراء حجاب أو يرسل رسولا فيوحي بإذنه إنه علي حكيم وكذلك أوحينا إليك روحا من أمرنا وكذلك أوحينا إليك روحا من أمرنا ما كنت تدري ما الكتاب ولا الإيمان ولكن جعلناه نورا نهدي به من نشاء من عبادنا وإنك لتهدي مستقيم صراط الله الذي له ما في السماوات والأرض ألا إلى الله تصير الأمور بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو القرآن المجيد صراط الله الذي له ما في السماوات والأرض صراط الله الذي له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض ألا إلى الله تصير الأمور بل عجبوا أن جاءهم منذر منهم فقال الكافرون هذا شيء عجيب أإذا متنا وكنا ترابا ذلك رجع بعيد صدق الله العظيم.
MashaAllah, Jazakallahu Khair, Sheikh. That was indeed a very beautiful recitation. And once again, we thank you for joining us on the program. And also, you know, our du'as are with you, as currently we believe that you're studying the Ashra Qiraat as well. Am I correct, Sheikh Ismail?
Yes, Alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah, the very best to you. And we hope, inshallah, to hear you again in future.
Inshallah.
Okay, Sheikh. Jazakallahu Khair and Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Well, that was Qari Ismail Davids from Cape Town joining us on the program. Alhamdulillah, once again, beautiful renditions, beautiful recitations, and indeed, during this Quranic hour, we get that opportunity. Well, right now, it's time for a break. Immediately after the break, we'll be in the company of Sheikh Munir Sattaruddin. And please don't forget, especially to the listeners in Durban and in KZN, as well as those listening to us nationally, internationally, Qari Ahmad Lokhat Sahib Hafizahullah is going to be joining us towards the end of the program. A special tribute to Hafiz Sufi Baruk Rahmatullah Ali, who had passed away last night. And may Almighty Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala grant his family as well lots of strength during these difficult times, as well as to the Ummah locally, be it globally, that are going through very many difficulties and many challenges. We ask Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His mercy and blessings and through the blessings of the Quran Kareem to alleviate and to eliminate, and currently threatening us globally is the virus, as everyone is aware of. May Allah ta'ala also protect us from that. We'll be back with you after this. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That brings us already to 14:26. Indeed, time goes very, very fast. Alhamdulillah, just before the break, we heard the beautiful qira'ah by Qari Ismail Davids from Cape Town. And we take this opportunity as well to welcome our very own, we're going to say this, our very own Sheikh Munir Sadardin Hafizahullah, the director of the Imam Shatibi Institute. Alhamdulillah, who's been with us and who will remain with us, inshallah, for many, many more years, assisting us with our Qur'an. Quranic recitation, the science of tajweed, and so on. Sheikh, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
Sheikh, Jazakallah khairan once again for joining us this afternoon. And Sheikh, we're looking forward to our lessons for today once again. Sheikh had taken us through Surah Al-Fatiha, as well as Sheikh had taken us through Surah Al-Nas, and we leave the lesson to Sheikh, inshallah, to take us to for this afternoon.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده نبينا مصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه الطاهرين الظاهرين وبعد إن شاء الله we will endeavor to cover سورة الخلق today and we remind ourselves of the hadith where it is stated that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم would read these short surah, Surah Al-Nas, Surah Al-Falaq, and Surah Al-Ikhlas, every night as he entered his bed, and he would blow it or spit without any hard feeling into his palms and rub it over his body for protection. So this is a sunnah that each and every one of us should endeavor as well and embark upon. And to read these surahs correctly is one of the most fundamental requirements in reading the Quran, to read with tajweed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has very early on said to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أوزيد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا. And when Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu was asked what is referred to by ترتيل, he said تجويد الحروف, to read the letters of تجويد ومعرفة الوقوف, and to understand how to stop without altering the meaning of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to portray. So we will start off with the basmala once again, and then the surah al-Falaq. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Our first word is full, as we have covered last week. The qaf holding a dhamma, we will read full. This lam holding a sukun, we should not allow the tongue to jerk in our mouth, causing an echo. It should be absolutely silent, full, instead of kula, full. A'udhu, once again, the hamza from the bottom of the throat, and the ayn from the center of the throat, the dhal, one of the letters or huruful lasawiyya, where the tongue touches the tip of the tongue touches the teeth, the upper teeth. A'uzu, a'uzu, qul a'uzu bi rabbi. The ba'ya holding a shadda, as we have said, this indicates that this letter, there are two of the same, the first holding a sukun and the second a kasra. So we say bi rabbi, to emphasize on it. Al-Falaqa, when continuing from the Rabbi, this Hamzatul Wasl falls away. So we do not say the Rabbi Al-Falaq, we say the Rabbi Al-Falaqa. The Lam of Al is read clearly because of the fact that it is followed by a Fa. The Fa holding a Fatha, the Lam holding a Fatha are both empty letters, but the Qaf is a full letter and also one of the letters of Al-Qalqala, meaning there should be iftirar, there should be this echo or this jerking sound. Al-Falaqa, Al-Falaqa. Imam Jazari rahmatullahi alayhi says, وَبَيِّنِ الْمُقَلْقَلًا إِنْ سَكَنَا. Make the letter of Qalqala clear. If it holds a sukun, وَإِيَّكُمْ فِي الْوَقُفِ كَانَ أَبْيَنَا. And if it is at the end, it should be clearer. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ بِالْفَلَقُ. Our next one is مِنْ شَرِّ. The Noon Sakin, followed by a Sheen, this is one of the letters of Al-Ikhfa, meaning we will conceal the sound of the Noon Sakin. So we do not say Min Sharri, we read Min Sharri, with Ghunna as well. The Ra holding a Shadda will emphasize that it holds a Kasra, meaning the Ra will be empty. Ma, only two vowel counts, and the Alif Maddiya should be empty and not full. We read now Kha, La, Kha. The Kha is a full letter, so we don't say Kha, we say Kha. The La is empty, La, and the Kha full. So we remember not to say Khala. Many times we find ourselves within Khala because we are preparing our mouths for the Kha. We say Khala, Kha. Once again, the next one, min shadzi, the exact same room as in the previous verse. Ghasiqin, the ghain holding a fatha, followed by the alif madiyya, is known as the highest level of fullness. So this should be very full. وَمِنْ شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ. The scene is empty, the calf holding a kasra is the weakest call of in form of empty, so we say وَمِنْ شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَدَ. The tanween on غَاسِقٍ is followed by the hamza in the word إِذَا. So this tanween, we will hear the sound of a noon. غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَدَ. The mad on Iza is only two vowel sounds, and then once again, the ba at the end holds a falqala. وَمِنْ شَرْزِ, exact same rule as the previous verses, we will conceal the sound of the noon. The ra, holding a kasra, with a shadda, emphasis should be made as well, it should be empty. And نَفَّسَاتِ, the lamb of Aliyah falls away because it is followed by one of the letters of الشَّمْسِيَّة, the sun letters. So we read وَمِنْ شَرِّ النَّفَّسَاتِ. The noon holding a shadda will have غُنَّة. غُنَّة means we will emphasize or press on it for the duration of two vowel counts. وَمِنْ شَرِّ النَّفَّسَاتِ في العقد. C on its own stands. However, when we go into العقد, the rule states that two sukuns will not meet, so the ya falls away completely. So we read في العقد. The lamb of al is read clearly because it is followed by عين, which is one of the حروف القمرية. ومن شر النفس في العقد. Once again, the dal at the end is a letter of al-qalqala. وَمِنْ شَرِّ, we have covered the rule previously. حَاسِدٍ, the ha is an empty letter. So we don't say حَاسِدٍ, we read حَاسِدٍ. وَمِنْ شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ. Very important note here is when reading the ha originates from the absolute middle, the center of the throat. If we go too low, we can confuse it with a ha. And if we pronounce it from up, we can confuse it with a ha. We have to emphasize that it originates the center of the throat and it has that smoothness. وَمِنْ شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا. Once again, the tanween of حَاسِدٍ followed by the hamza of إِذَا. We will read the tanween, the sound will be clear, because it's followed by a hamza. وَمِنْ شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا. The mad on إِذَا can only be called two vowel counts. حَسَد, حَسَد. The ha is empty, the sin is empty, and the dal will be a letter of al-qalqala. We will now read the surah together, inshaAllah. So you can read after me. I will leave a small pause so that you can revise this verse.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل
أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد صدق الله العظيم.
Ameen, mashallah. Jazakallah khairan, Sheikh, once again for joining us and taking us through this particular surah, the surahs that are recited on a daily basis. We request your esteemed dua, Sheikh. And once again, Jazakallah khairan for coordinating the Qari to start off our program. We really appreciate your assistance in assisting us as well, especially as the director of the Imam Shatibi Institute and someone who is passionate and committed about the Qur'an al-Kareem as well. Shukran, Sheikh.
Afwan, Jazakumullah khairan jazak. And we, from the Imam Shatibi Institute, as well as the Dr. Ahmed Isa Al-Ma'asarawi Center, and on behalf of Dr. Ahmed, we are making dua for our esteemed ustaz that passed away from Durban. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him the highest abode in Jannah, and may the Quran intercede for him. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.
Ameen. Jazakallah khairan. Shukran, Shaykh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was Sheikh Munir Sattardeen joining us from Cape Town with our lessons, and today was Suratul Falaq. And let's hope that we've been practicing. Yes, indeed, Suratul Fatiha is recited in every salah, every single day. So we will be, I'm sure, sufficient practice. And also the surahs, especially the quls, as we do call them, Suratul Falaq, Suratul Nas, and next week perhaps Suratul Ikhlas. Well, joining us next, our next very esteemed guest, very well known, Qari Ahmed Lokat, Sheikh Ahmed Lokat Sahib Hafizahullah, joining us on the program. And in the introduction, we had also mentioned of the passing away of a great ustaz of the Qur'an al-Kareem, very fondly known as Hafiz Sufi Parag Rahmatullah Alayh, and was a senior student of Maulana Abu Bakr Khatib Rahmatullah Alayh, and a teacher to many huffaz, especially here in Durban and surrounding areas. And joining us and to as a special tribute to this great scholar of the Qur'an al-Kareem, and who has been responsible for the Taraweeh, for the Huffaz, of hundreds of Huffaz, as well as in the month of Ramadan, for those Huffaz leading the Taraweeh Salah as well. Speaking to us is going to be Qari Ahmed Lokat Sahib. Qari Sahib, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Well, it looks like, I'm sure Maulana Naeem is trying to get Qari Sahib online. And as soon as Qari Sahib is online with us, Qari Sahib is going to be speaking to us about his ustaz as well. Yes, indeed, Qari Sahib's ustaz, as well as the ustaz of many, many other huffaz, that was Hafiz Sufi Parag Rahmatullah Alayh, passed away in his 90s. And alhamdulillah, we have met him a few times as well. And inshallah, to enlighten us further as we make dua and for this great teacher of the Quran al-Kareem, joining us is Qari Ahmed Lokat Sahib Hafizahullah. Qari Sahib, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you, Hafiz Hussein Wadi, and to all your listeners of Radio Islam.
Qari Sahib, we say Jazakallah khairan for joining us on the program. And indeed, Qari Sahib, we reflect upon Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. And indeed, a great loss to all of us here in Durban, KZN, and I'm sure, you know, locally as well as globally, the passing away of Qari Sahib's ustaz, as well as an ustaz to many, many huffaz. And that was the Sheikh, the Hafiz, very fondly known as Hafiz Sufi Parag Rahmatullah Alayh. Qari Sahib, kindly speak to us about your ustaz and the ustaz of many, and which we did, and I think we had spoken about Hafiz Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh as well during the segments in the interviews that we did not very long ago, Qari Sahib.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salam wa ashraf al-mursaleen Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Yes, Allah says Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un haqqan ya Rabbil Alameen. This shows, I mean, just a few weeks ago we were talking about my ustaz, Rahimahullah, and now he's not with us here physically, inshallah. The barakah of and the legacy left behind, inshallah, must remain for generations to come, inshallah. As I mentioned previously, alhamdulillah, my Hafiz Sahib studied under his Ustaz Sheikh Mawlana Abu Bakr Khatib, who originally comes from Daman in India, and then he was in, at that time, Lorenzo Marx, and then he came here as the Imam of the our Masjid in Mabel, Lokas Masjid, and Mawlana Khatib started the first HIPS class there. And my Ustaz, Rahimahullah, after Sufi Parak, used to live very close to the Masjid in Belay Road in the Ketumana area. And he used to frequent the Masjid, but in the early stages he did not do his Hifz al-Quran, but he used to sit in the madrasa there with the boys that used to do the Hifz al-Quran. And over time he learned all the surahs, like those days we call it the Pansura, where he had Surah Yasin, Surah Taba, Surah Mulk, Surah Kaf, and so on. He knew all the surahs by heart, but he used to spend his time in the company of all the Huffar that they study on the Mawlana Khatib. They all were friends living in the area, so he used to sit amongst them. So, you know, the important thing of being in the right company. So he was in their company, and because he was regularly there in the Masjid, he was given the title Sufi, because of the always Noor on his face, smile on his face. He knew all the Pansura by heart. Even Mawlana Khatib Rahmatullah Ali used to call him Sufi also. That's how he got the title of being called Sufi. And he did his Hifz only at the age of 25. In fact, what Ustaz Rahimahullah mentioned to us a while back, that once some ulama, Mawlana came over to visit Mawlana Khatib Rahmatullah Ali, and he was sitting amongst the students over there, and Mawlana Khatib Rahmatullah Ali was introduced, said, look, this is so-and-so, they're doing Hifz here, this, that, the other, and then he called him, he said, and this is Hafiz Yusuf, we call him Sufi, and he then told Mawlana Khatib, he said, but Mawlana Khatib, I'm not a Hafiz. He said, you keep quiet. He said, it means that Mawlana Khatib already had made the dua that Allah make him a Hafiz al-Quran. Mm-hmm. And mashallah, when he started his Hifz, he was over 20 at the time. Alhamdulillah, he finished his Hifz in 8.5 months. He started from the back, you know, Mawlana Khatib started doing from Juz Amma Para. And his first 14 siparas, he did the Hifz in 3 months. He used to give quarter sipara sabak a day. He used to tell us that he used to learn his sabak at night, quarter sipara, and from his house he used to walk to the masjid, reading to himself his whole sabak until the time he gets to the masjid. And then once he's at the masjid, Khatib used to listen to the sabak, and of course the dua. He also mentioned that when he came, of course, you know, the last sabak of his was, you know, the last few ayahs of Surah Baqarah. And he said when he just about came to that last ruku, Mawlana Khatib ibn Arhamu actually broke down in tears. He said he got frightened, and he said, chup, keep quiet. He became very emotional at that point in time, because he never expected a student of his to finish Hifz al-Quran in such a short space of time. Apparently, it came, I think, in the local newspaper, Muslim newspaper of the time, of the achievement of somebody like Hafiz Sufi Parak to finish the Hifz al-Quran. It's a great gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he said that not long before Ramadan, Mawlana Khatib rahmatullah came to him and said, Sufi, I want you to go and perform 20 rakahs Taraweeh in Queensbridge Masjid. Think about it and let me know tomorrow. He said they never used to back answer or say no to the ustaz. But he said, what am I going to tell my ustaz? I just finished my Hifz al-Quran and he wants me to go and perform 20 rakats Taraweeh just after I finish my Hifz al-Quran. And then he accepted the next day. He went to perform 20 rakat Taraweeh at Queensbridge. And apparently he said that after some night, some musallis turned down and queried that he's got nobody to check on him because he's doing full 20 rakats himself. And he said, it so happened, Alhamdulillah, this Rabbani Arhamu Hafizah, you know, mentioned to us all the time. He said that one night, our marhum, you know, Qari Hafiz Nurbai, you know, was in Lens. His father was Hafiz of Quran. So he came over that night, but Hafiz Sufiwa didn't even know that he was there. And he listened to Hafiz performing the Taraweeh. And after Taraweeh, Hafiz Nurbai's father, Rabbani Arhamu, turned around and told the people, asked him to come. He said, he knows his Quran so well. What is the problem with your people? MashaAllah, he's reading very good Quran. So imagine for even a senior Hafiz, like the late, first Hafiz Nurbai's father, to give that kind of compliment to a young Hafiz. Already from that time, you know, he had Allah's special gift of the Quran in his heart. He went on, and of course he performed in the Lokhat Ahmadiyya Masjid for many years with Marhum Hafiz Dawood Makara. Quite a bit of my inspiration came from Sheikh Al-Basri Al-Rahamu, and also after Sheikh Al-Basri Al-Rahamu left for Taraweeh, I was also inspired by Hafiz Sufi Barak and Hafiz Dawood Makara, and that's when I told my father I'll become Hafiz of Quran, and they spoke to Hafiz Sufi Barak, and that's how I was his first student of Hafiz of Quran. And then Mawlana Khatib, you know, advised him, and subsequent to me, then, you know, mashallah, so many students became Hafiz of Quran under him. You know, there's so much to speak about him, but I think the amazing thing is that he made his home his madrasa tahfiz of Quran. He used to have students coming to him 4:30 in the morning for his classes. And he used to get very upset if the students were late by 1 minute. They had to be there on time. Parents used to sometimes wait outside for their sons until they finished their hips in the morning by him. Alhamdulillah, so he gave his life, and in fact, once Mawlana Khatib Rabbani Arhamu pitched up at the madrasa at 4:30 in the morning. There was a knock on the door, and they opened. Mahum Ustaz saw that his Ustaz was here. He got a shock, and he got up, and he said, Marisa, you told me I would come and see you. He said, no, I came to see your madrasa. He said, Mawlana Khatib was also so emotional, and he said, MashaAllah, keep up the good work. Allah bless you in the work that you are doing in serving the Quran. So his janazah actually came up from the very same room where the boys were doing Hifz of Quran. And yesterday the Hifz boys were saying, it is in the very same room that we learned the Quran from our stars, and now he's leaving us in. So Alhamdulillah, you know, he gave his life for the Quran. I think we all know him. In fact, the community of Durban knows that for many years, I think he was even in his 60s at the time, so staying in Overford, and he used to walk down Sydenham Hill to his brother's factory in Long Street in Durban, and he had an umbrella in his hand, and he used to recite the Quran on the way to work. So many people stopped, whether rain or sunshine, even in the rain, he used to walk down reciting the Quran. People used to stop, he used to just show up with a sign of his hand, like carry on, carry on. He was just walking and reciting the Quran. He's been reciting for many, many years. You know, now we can mention, Alhamdulillah, at least 10 juz, 10 paras a day. In the last few years, he was mentioning, he said, look, I have slowed down my readings. I said, Hafizah, what do you mean slow down? He said, no, sometimes I get tired, so I read about 7.5 paras a day.
Alhamdulillah.
Imagine, for him, 94 now, in the age of in the early 90s, for him to be reciting 7.5 paras a day. And here, you know, young people say, we don't get time to even recite the Quran. You know, his wife is not well, and, you know, we asked all the listeners to make special dua that Allah make it easy for her. In fact, she wasn't well last weekend, and, you know, being at the house, you know, we all thought that, look, you know, she is fading away. But, Hafizah, you know, Allah worked in amazing ways, just took a sudden turn this week and became very weak and frail. No sign, Alhamdulillah, of any kind of illness or any sickness. And subhanAllah, you know, not even somebody say, oh, is it, you know, COVID-19? Nothing at all. He was healthy, he was fine. Last weekend, or even early this week, only from Thursday night, he was, you know, they had to give him oxygen. And, you know, I'm sure he must have been in the state of Sakat after that. And he passed away so calmly. In fact, his sons were there at the time. And they said that just before he passed away, Bani Arhamu, he on his own sat up, gave a big broad smile, and then he passed away. You know, Allah grant him high faith in Jannah. Amazing thing, you know, for the listeners out there, I know there isn't much time. Something unique about our Ustaz, I studied by him in the 60s. And the bond, not only me, the students that came in our side over there even mentioned, they are now married with children, some even got grandchildren. They said that we are small boys, 12, 13-year-old, 14-year-old, that we came to do a Hifz al-Quran. But the bond that he had with all the students till the very end, he knew every student, all the students to come and visit him regularly. They used to come with their wives and children. He knew their wives, he knew their children. And we, once a year, used to, as his students, used to go together for a weekend to our friend's farm or something. Just we, his students and him, nobody else. So, you know, he kept that unique bond. You know, like sometimes people go to a madrasa or his class or Zawalum, and after they finish, you know, I studied there. But here he was, you know, a father figure to one and all of us, all the students out there, all said, look, he was a father figure. Anything they wanted, any advice, they used to come to him. We all used to go to him. He used to make dua. He used to recite Quran. He said, don't worry, inshallah, this problem will get solved. I'll read Quran and make dua for you. So, you know, this is the point, and I think maybe students who have studied under Asatiza Ulama, don't forget this bond between you and your Ustaz, because it's through this, through your Ustaz, that Allah is giving you the barakah and the nur of the Quran and Kareem. So, Hafizab, you know, he is a very great loss. I don't know if there was anybody other, you know, Hafiz or servant of the Quran, age 94, in the country, around this time. He was, you know, one of our seniors in the country, a great loss for us here also in Durban. And another unique, there are so many things one can say about him, you know, I'm going to end up here with the dua, but the people of Phoenix are definitely shattered here in Durban. Over 30 odd years ago, some of the masjids are posting that, look, we are just reading Quran from surahs here and there, we don't have proper path to make full Quran Taraweeh. He took on this task, and he's been sending from that time, over 30 odd years ago, Kufar.
Well, it looks like, I'm not too sure if the line has been disconnected. We'll request Maulana and Naeem to perhaps reconnect with Qari Sahib, and thereafter we will conclude yeah, with the program. Qari Sahib, are you still there? We couldn't hear you, Qari Sahib.
Oh, sorry, ma for that. Okay, I don't know if you heard that I spoke about what he did in the Phoenix area in Durban.
No. Gee, we heard that part of it, Qari Sahib.
So, alhamdulillah, you know, to the people of Phoenix, when I look back, they say that he was the one that started and still continues to send Hufaz to Phoenix to perform full Quran Taraweeh in the month of Ramadan. So he's left so many legacies, so much of Tawad Jariya, and inshallah, you know, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put all this as hasanat and give high status in Jannat al-Firdaws al-A'la with the Ahlul Quran al-Kareem, and let us also be servants of the Quran to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so we'll send be pleased with us, inshallah.
I mean, Qari Sahib, we have a few minutes. If Qari Sahib can perhaps recite Surah al-Fatiha as well as the Quls to conclude the program, I think about 3 minutes we have, Qari Sahib.
Okay. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا ونبينا مولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا ما قرأنا وما سمعنا من سورة الإخلاص وسورة الفاتحة، وأوصل ثواب القراءة ونور ما تلون إلى خاتم الأنبياء سيد المرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا ونبينا مولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ثم إلى جميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، خاصة أستاذنا وشيخنا حافظ يوسف صوفي بارك رب العالمين. اللهم ربنا اغفر له وارحمه وسكن له في الجنة. اللهم ربنا اجعل قبره روضة من رياض الجنة، فروح وريحان وجنة نعيم. اللهم حاسب حسابا يسيرا. اللهم آنس وحفظه في قبره. اللهم اجعله من الذين يرثون الفردوس. اللهم اجعله فيها خالدون. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم وصل عليه. بفضل سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Ameen. Qadi Sahib, Jazakallah khairan for joining us on the program. We request esteemed du'as as well, Qadi Sahib. Shukran. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
That was Qadi Sahib, Qadi Ahmad Lokat Sahib, Hafizahullah, and it's in this particular segment a special tribute to the most senior Hafizul Quran, most likely in South Africa, who passed away last night, very fondly known as Hafiz Sufi Barak Rahmatullah Ali, was responsible for the Hafizul Quran of hundreds of students throughout Durban, KZN, and I'm sure throughout South Africa as well. We ask Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant him the highest abode in Jannah, Jannatul Firdaus, and inshallah we'll be back with you next week. Until then, we say shukran to Maulana Naeem for his assistance, and to you, the esteemed listener of Radio Islam International, for joining us this afternoon as well. Fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.